second major Australian university has begun selling down its investments in industries that are heavily polluting. Sydney University has just begun restructuring its investment portfolio in an attempt to reduce its carbon emissions by 20% over 3 years. Last year, the Australian National University provoked outrage from mining groups when it dumped its shares in 7 resource companies. Business reporter Pat McGrath.
Last year, Sydney University put a freeze on new investments in coal mining companies as it faced pressure from some students and staff. And the campaigning didn't end there. 80% of students voted yes in a referendum calling for the university to dump all its fossil fuel investments. And now university administrators are taking action. But it's not exactly what students were asking for.
We announced today what we think is a leadership position for the University of Sydney, certainly in the higher education sector.
Sarah Watts is Sydney University's Vice Principal for Operations.
We are tasking our investment funds managers to invest in organisations that allow us to reduce our combined carbon footprint by 20% over the next 3 years. And so that means that we'll be asking them to make choices about where we invest and which organisations we invest in.
It's a different approach to the Australian National University's divestment last year. In October, it announced it was dumping investments in 7 resources companies on the advice of corporate social responsibility consultancy, CAER. Among the companies dumped was the oil and gas giant Santos, the gold miner Newcrest, Oil Search and Iluka Resources. In November, one of the companies, Sandfire Resources, began legal action against the CAER over the matter. Sydney University hasn't gone down the full divestment path.
In some cases, we'll continue to invest in organisations or companies that produce fossil fuel because those organisations are also investing heavily in building renewable energy sources. And we know that some non-fossil fuel producers are actually heavy carbon emitters. And therefore, the whole of portfolio approach, rather than looking at a specific sector or subsector, is what we believe is the right thing to do.
So the university put a halt on coal investments last year. So that's effectively lifted now. The university could increase its holdings in coal companies and other fossil fuel companies as a result of this.
It's really a matter for the fund managers to manage in the parameters that we're giving them. One of the things that we had a lengthy discussion about as we went through the review is the fact that divesting is often a blunt instrument and it delivers a suboptimal outcome for everybody. And so we actually think that if we continue to invest selectively in organisations, then we're actually helping to drive that organisation's behaviour in a way that reduces the overall carbon footprint.
Now, how much of the decision-making around this was informed by the experience of the Australian National University and its divestment program that triggered a significant backlash? It was described as potentially reckless by some mining groups. Did that guide your thinking on this matter?
No, we'd had a really comprehensive review. We took into account leading practice on sensitive investments. We looked at current global views and actions surrounding fossil fuel investments. We looked at what was happening both domestically and internationally in the higher education sector and outside of that, and decided that for this university, for the University of Sydney, the right thing to do was to take a whole of portfolio approach.
Other universities, councils and investment funds are facing pressure to dump fossil fuel investments, and the Minerals Council of Australia has been one of the strongest opponents of the divestment campaign. It didn't respond to calls today. Meanwhile, the students who've been applying pressure on Sydney University's administrators have welcomed today's announcement, but they say it's not enough. Clodagh Schofield helped organise the campaign with the group Fossil Free UCID.
I think it's great to see the university acting decisively on climate change, and it's something we've been calling for a long time.
Do you think that Sydney Uni has seen the reaction to ANU's divestment and decided to take a different path here?
Absolutely. I think that Sydney Uni really wanted to make clear that they were acting on climate change, and that what we're looking to do as a community here is to make an impact around that issue. And I think that around ANU, they copped so much flack from the media and from the Minerals Council and affiliated organisations that it detracted from what it was that they were trying to put across, which was that we as a society have a responsibility to act together on climate change.
That's Clodagh Schofield, who helped organise the student campaign, ending Pat McGrath's report.